Egzamin ósmoklasisty z języka angielskiego. Usłyszysz dwukrotnie teksty do zadań od 1 do 4. Przed wysłuchaniem każdego tekstu usłyszysz dźwięk. W nagraniu przewidziane są przerwy na zapoznanie się z poleceniami oraz treścią zadań sygnalizowane dźwiękiem. Rozwiązuj poszczególne zadania w trakcie słuchania nagrań oraz w trakcie przerw po ich wysłuchaniu. Zadanie pierwsze. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania. Tekst pierwszy.
Sally, do you know that our new neighbours have a son? His name is Jack and he's your age.
Is he the one with curly blonde hair and glasses?
No, that's his younger brother. Jack doesn't wear glasses and his hair is straight.
But he's blonde as well.
Yes.
Oh, I think I saw him yesterday. He looks nice.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Sally, do you know that our new neighbours have a son? His name is Jack and he's your age.
Is he the one with curly blonde hair and glasses?
No, that's his younger brother. Jack doesn't wear glasses and his hair is straight.
But he's blonde as well.
Yes.
Oh, I think I saw him yesterday. He looks nice.
Tekst drugi.
How can I help you?
I'm looking for gloves with a snowman pattern.
We've run out of them now. I can show you caps or scarves with a snowman. Here you are.
They're very nice, but I'm not sure if this cap will suit my sister.
She could come back with you and try it on.
I wouldn't want to do that. It's going to be a surprise gift. I think a scarf will be a better present. She wouldn't need to try that on.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
How can I help you?
I'm looking for gloves with a snowman pattern.
We've run out of them now. I can show you caps or scarves with a snowman. Here you are.
They're very nice, but I'm not sure if this cap will suit my sister.
She could come back with you and try it on.
I wouldn't want to do that. It's going to be a surprise gift. I think a scarf will be a better present. She wouldn't need to try that on.
Tekst trzeci.
Josh, can you bring me the knives and forks, please? I think they're still in the kitchen.
Didn't Dad bring them with the plates and glasses?
No, he didn't.
Where is he, by the way?
I think he's still in the garage preparing the grill.
Oh dear, look, it's going to rain. We must hurry up if we want to have supper outside under this tree.
OK, so I'll bring the knives and forks and you go to the garage and help Dad with the grill.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Josh, can you bring me the knives and forks, please? I think they're still in the kitchen.
Didn't Dad bring them with the plates and glasses?
No, he didn't.
Where is he, by the way?
I think he's still in the garage preparing the grill.
Oh dear, look, it's going to rain. We must hurry up if we want to have supper outside under this tree.
OK, so I'll bring the knives and forks and you go to the garage and help Dad with the grill.
Tekst czwarty.
Peter, is that Lost in the Castle?
Yes, it's really good. Haven't you heard about it, Meg?
I only know that the main hero's name is Ronnie and he fights against cruel monsters.
Yes, and he looks for an ancient magic book lost in the castle.
Wow, it must be interesting.
So, let's play it. You can be Ronnie.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Peter, is that Lost in the Castle?
Yes, it's really good. Haven't you heard about it, Meg?
I only know that the main hero's name is Ronnie and he fights against cruel monsters.
Yes, and he looks for an ancient magic book lost in the castle.
Wow, it must be interesting.
So, let's play it. You can be Ronnie.
Tekst piąty.
Hi, Anne. This is Kate. You won't believe it. I've got new ice skates at last. When I was buying them, the shop assistant advised me to get waterproof socks, like the ones you've got as well. We must go to the ice rink tomorrow. It will be great. I'll ask Tom to join us.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Hi, Anne. This is Kate. You won't believe it. I've got new ice skates at last. When I was buying them, the shop assistant advised me to get waterproof socks, like the ones you've got as well. We must go to the ice rink tomorrow. It will be great. I'll ask Tom to join us.
Zadanie drugie. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania. Wypowiedź pierwsza.
I had a wonderful weekend. My parents decided to surprise me and they took me and my cousin Johnny to the lake. The weather was beautiful, so we had a lot of fun sailing and swimming. We also went on a bike ride. At night, we sat by the fire. It was one of my best weekends ever.
Wypowiedź druga.
I've spent a lot of time at home recently, so I dreamt about a weekend outdoors. I was really disappointed when it turned out that the weather was awful. However, you won't believe it. The weekend at home was unforgettable. My cousin, who's a famous rock star, was just on tour in our town and he visited us. He even played a few songs.
Wypowiedź trzecia.
It was my birthday on Saturday, but nobody called me or sent me a text message all morning or afternoon. I was really disappointed and stayed in my room. Suddenly, I heard some voices. When I entered the living room, I saw all my friends and my parents there with a birthday cake. I was so happy. And you know what? I thought they'd forgotten my birthday. How silly of me.
Wypowiedź czwarta.
I was extremely excited last weekend because a special guest, my cousin Kate from Ireland, was going to come and stay with us for a few days. We all waited for Kate, but she didn't appear. My dad called the airline and he learned that her flight was cancelled because of a hurricane in Ireland. Even mobiles didn't work, so Kate couldn't contact us.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz. Wypowiedź pierwsza.
I had a wonderful weekend. My parents decided to surprise me and they took me and my cousin Johnny to the lake. The weather was beautiful, so we had a lot of fun sailing and swimming. We also went on a bike ride. At night, we sat by the fire. It was one of my best weekends ever.
Wypowiedź druga.
I've spent a lot of time at home recently, so I dreamt about a weekend outdoors. I was really disappointed when it turned out that the weather was awful. However, you won't believe it. The weekend at home was unforgettable. My cousin, who's a famous rock star, was just on tour in our town and he visited us. He even played a few songs.
Wypowiedź trzecia.
It was my birthday on Saturday, but nobody called me or sent me a text message all morning or afternoon. I was really disappointed and stayed in my room. Suddenly, I heard some voices. When I entered the living room, I saw all my friends and my parents there with a birthday cake. I was so happy. And you know what? I thought they'd forgotten my birthday. How silly of me.
Wypowiedź czwarta.
I was extremely excited last weekend because a special guest, my cousin Kate from Ireland, was going to come and stay with us for a few days. We all waited for Kate, but she didn't appear. My dad called the airline and he learned that her flight was cancelled because of a hurricane in Ireland. Even mobiles didn't work, so Kate couldn't contact us.
Zadanie trzecie. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
And now some local news. Jenny Parker's dog has been missing for 2 days. She's here in our studio.
Hello. I'd like to ask the listeners to help me find my dog. He's small and black, and his left ear is white. Last Tuesday, I was walking him out in the park, as usual, and suddenly he saw a cat. He ran after it, and I haven't seen him since then. He's very friendly, so don't be afraid of him. If you find him, please call me on 695-787-944. And one more thing. He is allergic to chicken, so don't feed him with anything that has chicken in it. Thank you very much.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
And now some local news. Jenny Parker's dog has been missing for 2 days. She's here in our studio.
Hello. I'd like to ask the listeners to help me find my dog. He's small and black, and his left ear is white. Last Tuesday, I was walking him out in the park, as usual, and suddenly he saw a cat. He ran after it, and I haven't seen him since then. He's very friendly, so don't be afraid of him. If you find him, please call me on 695-787-944. And one more thing. He is allergic to chicken, so don't feed him with anything that has chicken in it. Thank you very much.
Zadanie czwarte. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania. Wypowiedź pierwsza.
What kind of books do you like?
Wypowiedź druga.
Are you going on holiday this summer?
Wypowiedź trzecia.
I didn't like the hotel where we stayed at the seaside.
Wypowiedź czwarta.
Did you enjoy your weekend?
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz. Wypowiedź pierwsza.
What kind of books do you like?
Wypowiedź druga.
Are you going on holiday this summer?
Wypowiedź trzecia.
I didn't like the hotel where we stayed at the seaside.
Wypowiedź czwarta.
Did you enjoy your weekend?
Czas przeznaczony na tę część egzaminu minął.